T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:15 now, as we do every morning, we're joined by Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans, and he'll answer your coronavirus / COVID-19 questions if you text him 870. Good morning, Dr. Fred.
Good morning.
A mixed bag, I think the governor said yesterday. More deaths, but less people on ventilators. Is there anything that we can infer from that?
I don't think so, other than to say that maybe it's encouraging. I think we need a few more data points before we start saying anything definitively about the trends that we might be seeing. But it was good to hear that it doesn't look like we're going to run out of ventilators or hospital beds in the next couple of weeks, which was something that we were very concerned about heading into this past weekend. So that's very encouraging. But just as you said, the number of deaths, 70, in fact, reported yesterday, which is the most in a single day since March 9th, when we first heard about a case in Louisiana. So that's important to note. But the fact that fewer people, in fact, less than, I think, 44 fewer people were on ventilators yesterday is encouraging. We'll have to see what the hospitalization numbers, death numbers, and new case numbers indicate over the next several days, and perhaps we'll start to see a positive trend and a reflection of all of the physical distancing that we've been practicing over the almost more than 2 weeks now that we've been in Louisiana.
You know, Good Friday here is a big day for crawfish boils, which personally, religiously, I never get, but that's got nothing to do with this. But in terms of people gathering, how concerned are you that with not positive trends, but what appears to be some positive, I guess, reports, news, certainly not enough to become a trend, that people are going to misinterpret this and figure, you know what, it's only one day, let's go out and have our annual crawfish boil?
Yeah, Tommy, that's a good point to bring up. I think that because we've been doing this now for several weeks, I think because people are so attuned to the data that's coming out on a daily basis, both locally and nationally, that people, I believe, are starting to really understand what they need to do. Staying home, physical distancing when they do leave, wearing masks when they leave their homes as an adjunct to the physical distancing. I really think and hope that people will continue to, as they say, put the foot on the accelerator here and continue to do what we're doing so that we can really round this curve and get those trends that you were just talking about moving consistently in the positive direction. So I would continue to reinforce what the federal government and what our local leaders are saying, which is to continue to do what we're doing. And it looks like, hopefully, we're starting to see some effects of that.
Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking people, do you wear a mask when you go out in public? 63% are saying no. The CDC is saying you should. I think the World Health Organization is saying you should. I mentioned earlier, Doctor, very candidly, that I'm going to feel silly or / weak putting one on. But that's, and again, about myself, I said this is foolish to think that way. So I'm going to put it on because they tell me to do so. How important is that people do what we're told to do and put that mask on?
Look, I think they made that recommendation because they felt it could be really helpful, just as they felt physical distancing could be really helpful. If you look around the world, wearing masks during episodes like these is relatively standard in many places. And even though it's not been standard here, we've never had something like this happen before. And so there was a reassessment of the mask recommendations. As you know, earlier on in this whole pandemic, masks were discouraged. And then late last week, they became encouraged and recommended. Again, it's important to emphasize the reason to wear those masks is that a significant percentage of people have infections without knowing it. And those people are people who could potentially be spreading the infection. And that's the reason primarily for wearing the mask. So I would encourage people to follow the recommendations from the CDC. And as I said, hopefully we'll continue to hear encouraging news on a consistent basis with respects to COVID infections.
A couple of things when we come back. It's record heat today, so people are asking about heat killing the virus. Somebody else texted in, wanted to know if they could be diagnosed with COVID from a walk-in clinic without an actual test being done. And also, the CDC is looking to change the guidelines to get asymptomatic people back to work. Of course, the economy, an important part of this as well. So we'll take a break, and Dr. Fred will answer those questions as well as whatever you text in to 87870 when we come back. Right now, we pause for traffic on WWL. 724, Tommy Tucker, WWL, spending this half hour as we usually do with Dr. Fred Lopez, who's nice enough to spend, give us some of his time. He's very busy, professor of medicine in a section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. The best way is for you to text your question in 87870, and I'll pass it along. Record heat today, doctor. We always get the question, is heat going to kill the coronavirus?
Yeah, it's still a very big and prominent question that is asked all the time. And unfortunately, I don't have any definitive answer. Our hope is that the warmer, more humid conditions will, in fact, decrease the number of cases and decrease the transmission of this virus, as it does for other similar viruses that behave in a similar way, like the flu virus. But not enough is known yet about this novel coronavirus that causes COVID-19 in order for me to definitively say that we're going to see those decreases as the warmer weather intervenes. We hope so. I think what we need to do is also look to the southern hemisphere to see what goes on there as they begin to enter their colder weather months as well. As that might be a predictor for what's going to happen here. But currently, I think many people are hopeful that the weather will have similar effects on COVID-19 virus that it does on the flu, but unclear at this time. We just don't know enough about this virus.
Can a doctor at urgent care, shouldn't have said that, but in any walk-in clinic, diagnose you with COVID unless a test is taken just by a mild fever and congestion?
No, I mean, the definitive way to make the diagnosis is now with a nasopharyngeal swab. That's the most definitive way we've been making the diagnosis. There are other swabs that can be done as well. But in order to make the diagnosis, a molecular test to rule in the diagnosis is what's being used. I think clinically you can infer that someone may have COVID-19 based on the fact that they might have fever, cough, shortness of breath, all the telltale signs, if you will, of COVID-19. But the definitive way to establish the diagnosis is with a swab, typically of the nasopharynx, and sending it to the lab and then obtaining the results. But currently, if you have those symptoms, and particularly if you've been around somebody who's had the infection, the likelihood is that you do have it, but you need to establish the diagnosis with a swab.
And in terms of isolating, you know you're sick, so there's no doubt that you should isolate. It would be in terms of the numbers, I guess, whether or not they had corona, but this would definitely be a reason to stay home and not go anywhere.
Yeah, I think, you know, quarantining and isolating are terms that we're becoming more and more familiar with. The quarantining really infers that you've had close contact with somebody who has an established diagnosis of COVID-19. You don't have symptoms, But you quarantine yourself and watch yourself for 14 days to see if you develop symptoms because you had a high, you know, a risk exposure to somebody who has had it. Isolating is when you have the symptoms. It looks, you know, you're sick. It's likely from COVID-19. You're waiting for the diagnosis. Maybe you have the diagnosis established by a swab. You go ahead and basically isolate yourself, hopefully in a private room with a private bath, not exposing yourself to others, particularly those who are more vulnerable, meaning older and or with underlying medical conditions. So, yes, if you feel symptoms that are consistent with COVID-19, particularly if you've had a definitive exposure, then definitely isolate yourself.
Medically, there appears to be some disagreement. Politically, there is certain disagreement over hydroxychloroquine. Unfortunately, it is turning political, and that never does science any favors at all, or does any of us any favors. Mayo Clinic cardiologist, inexcusable to ignore hydroxychloroquine side effects. The president is aggressively advocating for this. Your thoughts on all of this, Doc?
Look, we may have a treatment, we may not. I mean, nobody really knows. The data, as we talked about a few times in the last several weeks, is conflicting. Some studies seem to show that there's some benefits of hydroxychloroquine plus or minus azithromycin. Others seem to show that there's no effects that benefit people taking that drug and or combined with azithromycin. So let's do the randomized controlled trials and find out whether it really is clearly a benefit to patients with COVID-19. I think that's what the scientists are waiting for. It can be prescribed by doctors. It's not approved for COVID-19. It's approved for other indications. But if a doctor and a patient discuss it and under the side effect profiles and otherwise think that the benefits outweigh the risks, look, it can be prescribed. But we don't have a randomized controlled trial showing that definitively it benefits patients. And that's what we're trying to develop, is established therapies that consistently benefit patients.
Thank you, doctor. I appreciate your time. I got a great question here about plasma research. Could it help until we find a vaccine? Tomorrow we'll go into that in detail. Right now, it's 7:30, time to pause for WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.